Welcome back inside Coach's Inside here on Cure Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Jeremy Rockhold, head coach of the Oskaloosa Boys. And, well, Coach, you've had several games since we've last talked. Thursday last week, a tough loss to Jackson Heights. Then on Friday, you followed up, though, with a good win over ACCHS, 40-31. Monday night, you fall to Jeff County North, 55-25. And then Tuesday night, you fall to Horton, 48-43. A lot of games here, though, as of late. Just what has just been your thoughts here on these last four? It does seem like your guys are playing quite a bit better basketball.
Yeah, trying to finish strong, just like you said, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, it's good to get to play, but it's hard when you don't have that practice time to kind of try to fix some of the things that you've done wrong. Thursday, when we played Jackson Heights, they were on fire. They couldn't miss, and, we got to do a better job of getting to the shooters and making it a little bit harder. And we battled and tried hanging in there and went back and forth with them for a while. But, towards the end, they kind of started to pull away. And Friday, we had a quick round and just came out, battled, and, pulled one out there at the end and turned around Monday against JCN. And, we were hanging in there the first half, and second half, they got some momentum off of our turnovers, went and made layups, and a team like that, once they get momentum, it's hard to take it back away from them. And last night was just, that was a battle. Had the lead at half, had the lead going in the fourth, and just couldn't find a way to finish it off.
Yeah, and you talk about even Tuesday night against Horton, having a lead in that one for really a majority of the game. And I know you still have some new guys in some new spots as well. Is it also kind of a thing, too, that you look at some guys are still trying to figure out just how to win basketball games?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And since we've gotten Keaton back, the guys really kind of looked to him. And, he got his fourth foul right there at the beginning of the third and then came back in and fouled out with, I don't know, like, 3-4 minutes left, and without him out there, the guys were looking for someone to take charge. And when he's not out there, guys are kind of looking around instead of just stepping up and just going after it.
Yeah, and you look here now, finish off the regular season, you'll have Pleasant Ridge on Friday, which, of course, is going to be one of the tougher games on your schedule. Then you look at sub-state-wise, looking like probably going to get Royal Valley or so in that 3A about the sub-state. So here are these next couple of games, and here we'll just finish off this season. What are your thoughts here and looking ahead here, these final two?
Just going out and competing, for 32 minutes. That's kind of like last night. I told them, we played pretty decent for about 24 minutes, but unfortunately the games are 32 minutes long, so we gotta find a way to be 32 minutes instead of 22 or 24 minutes.
And Coach, this is the final time we'll talk here on the season on Coach's Insight, so I just want to get your thoughts on this season as a whole. I know it's just been a crazy whirlwind of a year with everything, with the COVID situation that everybody's had to deal with, and so many different games being rescheduled and everything of the sort. So just, what are you going to remember most to hear about this 2020-21 high school basketball season?
I don't know. Good way to put it. It's been trying, and having guys out, missing, quarantine, it was really hard to develop that chemistry when you don't know if they were going to really be there that night. And so that's kind of been the hardest part. And then, making up games, just like, we had four games in 5 days, and that was trying. So, if anything, the guys hopefully have learned from it moving forward going into next year and some of the things we need to get better at this summer.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck here down the stretch, beginning with Pleasant Ridge coming up on Friday and also through the postseason as well. But thank you, as always, for all the time you've taken out here this year. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Jeremy Rockhold, head coach of the Oskaloosa Boys, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.